Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. We're on the move. That's right. We're on the move. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm going to go right now to trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. That's trivia phone number. Call in.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Well, I love that. I love that. That's David, you know. If you don't know, that's David. He did his job on that one. He does great job on that one. I love it. Love it. Hey, listen, folks. We're going to go right to trivia. But before I ask my trivia question, this is going to be a question. Before I ask my question, I got to give two shout outs. First, I got to say congratulations first to the one, the only Charles Brooks, his daughter. He gave away his daughter yesterday. So she got married yesterday and he gave her away.
Yeah. He sent me pictures. He looked very handsome. Yeah. And his daughter, Ebony, looks so beautiful.
He was wearing a top hat and everything.
A fedora.
Fedora.
Whoa, yeah. Top hat.
Yeah, well, he calls it a top hat. It's really a fedora. Oh, you wear navy blue, fedora. Blue suede shoes, really sharp. Really,
yeah. And the other thing I want to mention to all our Jewish friends, Happy New Year. Tonight is Rosh Hashanah, the first night. So I want to wish all our Jewish friends Happy New Year. For those folks who are listening, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy
and Happy New Year, yes. And well, it's trivia time. This is a question. It's a question. All right, so I said, beginning of the show, I even said, remember this. The trivia question is, what was our new sponsor's name? Anybody remember? I said, tonight we have a new sponsor, which we'll be talking about more in the weeks to come. What was the sponsor's name? Anybody remember? What kind of product was? I even said it's like a watch, but what's the name? I want to know the name of the new product. Anybody know? 407-894-680. If you were listening, you heard me say it, the new sponsor, 407-894-1680. What was the name? Anybody know it? That's the trivia question. Anybody know it? It's simple. If you listen to the show and I said it loud and clear, what was the new product? Anybody know? 407-894-1680.
Well, we're waiting for that, Michael. Waiting for Lynn. You said you heard a vehicle behind me tonight. And I want to say thank you for the state of Florida. They know what they're doing. They're up with the storm. That was actually a county truck going down to at the end of the dead end down there and checking the retention pond to make sure the retention pond is ready for the hurricane.
Oh, that's great, Gary.
Did you lower your pool? Did you lower your pool?
Did you let some water out of your pool, Gary?
No, I don't. It's just an overflow and overflow and overflow. But the way my property is graded, everything goes out and away from the house and out past and underneath the fence out to the county property. And I can't overflow here. Just the pool can, but don't hurt
okay,
me.
Okay, so if you lose your house, we know what happened. You screwed up. You said, oh, I made a mistake. I didn't lower the pool. Okay. Okay, anybody know the question? If not, I'll play a song if you didn't know what I said, but I thought that would be an easy one for
you
those
didn't
people.
Give them a chance.
Well, I gave it 407-894-1680 for those people and use the phone 407-894-1680. Anybody know the name of the new product? I said it a few times.
You said it a good number of times.
What?
Probably should
I said it a few times.
Yeah.
407.
Alrighty.
What?
All right. I mean, we got a caller.
Oh, good.
We got a caller.
A new caller? A new caller?
Not a new caller.
An old caller, but a caller.
But a caller.
Okay.
But this caller is not part of the United States, but it's part of North America.
I know where that's from.
Okay. All right.
That's
is
the second half.
That you absolutely right. You got it. You hit it right on the money. It's the second half of the dynamic duo.
You got it.
The one and only, we got Carrie calling in from Canada.
And matter of fact, from Canada, okay. Terry from Canada.
As we were talking, I think this is the first time that a hurricane is actually going up to the Canadian borderline.
You got it.
Or Canadian way, as a matter of fact.
It's supposed to be really bad.
Yeah.
Fiona is going up.
We don't have Fiona. We don't have Fiona here. That's on the other side of Canada. But I got something you guys would like.
What?
The answer to the trivia.
Let's hear it.
Also, because I'm jealous about the hurricane, I decided I am going to phone in. The answer to the trivia question, Mr. Michael Goldner, is the one, the only Wayman.
All right.
You got it. Wayman. You were listening loud and clear to the new product that's going to sponsor the show, Wayman.
What does the Ray-Ban do?
What it does is you put it on, it's like a wristband, and it detects balls and objects in your way. I certainly don't know the distance yet, because,
we'll be talking more about it. We'll be talking a lot about it in the future.
Learn more about it.
But you're right. What it does, it vibrates. That's what I understand. And as you're walking, for those folks that are blind, it's not for sighted people, it's for blind people, that you won't walk into store, you won't walk into walls.
Yep. And it's not a watch, it's a wristband.
Yep.
That's what you said. And I
quote. Yeah, it's a wristband. It's a wristband, yes.
So, now I'm jealous because everybody else is getting a hurricane and we're not. I'm jealous.
Oh, don't be jealous. You don't need a
hurricane. I'd love to have a hurricane. It's so boring around here.
You come on down here. Now. You're invited to come down here.
I see how jealous you are when we tell you we have no power this week.
And for those people up north who have basements, you can hide in your basements. In Florida, we don't have basements.
Well, I wouldn't hide in the basement if a hurricane came in Florida. Because
You know what, folks? Wait a minute, folks.
I know.
Everybody's yelling. Wait a minute. We didn't tell her. Terry from Canada, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming way. $10 gift card, Subway.
Go Wayman is right.
Go Wayman.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Sorry. Okay.
No, I just got a text for Happy Rosh Hashanah from Kelly. And I'm thinking Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
Anytime.
For calling.
All righty. Very good. So we'll send you your Subway gift card.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks for remembering.
You're welcome. Keep listening.
I will.
Hey, Michael.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Talk to our next guest.
Talk to you soon. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Humanware, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, we're definitely live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. By the way, if you don't know what you're listening to, what can I tell you? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome Melissa Baulbach. And Melissa is the owner of Independent Living Aids. And Melissa's calling in all the way from Buffalo, New York. Hello, Melissa, and welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. We're so sorry
for the loss of your friend, yes. Melissa.
Rough day.
Hey, Melissa.
I didn't hear what she said.
Hi. This is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
And I want to let you know I'm actually from Lockport.
Really? That's right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of folks at the company that live in Lockport. Beautiful part of the area.
I didn't understand.
I don't know. Melissa, I don't know if you heard, but Michael and I expressed our condolences to you.
I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in tonight.
It's been a rough day.
I'm sure. I'm very sorry. So, but we're glad you're with us. And
I'm here.
We're happy to have you with us. And so why don't you tell the audience what is Independent Living Aids? What is the company all about? And then maybe we'll talk about a few specific products that you and I mentioned.
Thanks so much for that opportunity. Independent Living Aids is one of the oldest companies in the U.S. that has been just uniquely dedicated to serving the needs of the visually impaired and the hard of hearing community. I always kind of say that with all respect, our products range from the sublime to the ridiculous, meaning that you can go from a 59-cent signature guide up to a $3,000 electronic device of some sort, and everything in between. We realize that there are a lot of really interesting high-tech products out on the market right now that provide great benefit to folks with low vision. But sometimes something as simple as a talking watch, a talking personal weight scale, a paper with wider spacing between the lines can also help people a whole lot. And so it's we like to offer the full range of products.
Melissa, that's why I love your catalog when we get it, because I just love looking through it. It's a little bit old fashioned, and that's why I like it, because you have everything.
And it's blind friendly. Everything.
And all the kitchen. Well, it isn't just for people who are blind. I mean, people that have low vision, or people like myself, a baby boomer, and there's things that you have that help me, you know, in the kitchen or, you know, with my, you know.
You know, and along those lines, one of the things that we strive to do is to find products that are available to the mass market,
right,
and reinterpret them for how or why they would be really useful to someone that is blind or visually impaired. Like, for example, our kitchen products. Like, we have just regular old Xylus products. Xylus is a big kitchen brand, but we have a couple of things from them that help you chop your vegetables. One of the things that we try to do in the kitchen is to keep knives separated from fingers. Right?
And Melissa?
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yes.
Melissa?
That's cute. Yeah,
Michael.
That's Gary. Jerry.
Oh, Gary, sorry.
I have something that I use every day, and I don't think a lot of people know that this item's out there, and it's been out there for years. That's an LLI. You know what I'm talking about?
Liquid level indicator.
That's exactly. I fill my coffee, I don't burn my finger.
Right, because otherwise you burn your finger just every time sticking it in your coffee cup, seeing how far you poured the coffee.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, these devices are not expensive. They're $10, $11, $12 devices, but it helps you make sure that you don't dump your coffee all over your kitchen.
And house. Melissa, you have those mitts also, right, that you put on and you don't burn your arm, your wrist or your arm when you're taking things out of the oven.
We have a lot of different types of mitts. You know, some of the mitts are the ones that'll go up to your elbows.
Right.
And your arms into the oven, you're not as likely to kind of burn your forearm or something like that. But then we also have some glovey type things that are this super hot, heat resistant material, also with some silicone on it for gripping, so that you can just put these little giant mittens on. And or gloves, actually, because they're fingered, and reach into the oven and grab whatever you've got in the oven or whatever's on the stove. So it's just like these things aren't for, I mean, you know, they're not just for visually impaired people. Anyone can use them, but we have reinterpreted. We try to help explain to people how this product in that's used by tons of people really would be of extra benefit for someone who's visually impaired.
Don't forget my talking watches that you sell us. Don't forget the talking watches.
We have so many types of talking watches. You want a talking watch? We can sell you a talking watch. I mean, we have, and you know, again, it's one of these things that.
Well, it's also an alarm on there. I'm pushing
like
right now all the
what
buttons.
You need.
Every
Look,
button
all
is
all
different.
Of our products, you tell us what you need, and we can tell you the best version of that to meet your needs. Do you want an alarm? Do you want it to be atomic? Do you never want to have to worry about setting it? Or do you want it to have an analog face so that someone that still has some vision could maybe see the analog face?
What about a talking thermostat?
Oh, you had to do that. Did you have to do that? That company has, well, I don't know if the company's gone out of business. We no longer have that product because the company can no longer procure the parts from China to build it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so we don't have the talking thermostat, which is a terrible disappointment to all of us. I will say that we have had a number of products that have bit the dust this year, probably because of COVID-related either
Yeah.
part shortages or minimum order quantities have gone through the roof, and it's really kind of sad. And that thermostat, thank you very much for reminding
me. Melissa, we have a caller who wants to ask you a question. David from Fern Park? What is it?
The Flintstones.
What is
Michael.
It? Fern what?
Fern Park.
Florida.
Hey,
David from
Dave.
Fern Park.
You have a question?
Melissa, Lynn, Michael, good to hear you guys.
Hey, Dave.
Howdy. Miss Melissa, I just had a quick comment. Too bad about the thermostats, but they'll come back. Don't worry about that. I'm totally blind, and I've bought many things from you, blindness related, but I had an old friend that she just turned 102, but when she was living on her own for quite some time, she's fairly deaf and could never tell when people came to her door. At 99 years old, she belonged to the Wine of the Month Club, and she kept on missing those wine deliveries. So I hooked her up with a device from you guys that would light up when her doorbell rang. So I want to let you know you saved the day so that Miss Norma did not miss her wine delivery.
Can't miss that wine.
I am all about helping everyone have full accessibility to their wine. So I am glad that we were able to help.
There you go. That's an important thing. I know you'd want to know that for your... You can tell people how important that device is.
Well, what is the name of the product so people know?
I'm not sure the name of the company, but it's a doorbell ringer that lights up.
There's a lot of different variations on this theme, so I don't know specifically what one you bought from us. But there's a lot of ways for folks who are hard of hearing or deaf to alert them in another room to an activity taking place far away, such as a doorbell. And there's some things that are just a plain old doorbell, and someone can ring your door, and you can make a really loud noise inside and maybe flash, or you can make it part of a larger system. So you could connect a doorbell, a telephone, a smoke detector, and things could flash or light up or buzz to alert.
And the best part is you're the folks that work for you in the where you order the stuff. They're so well versed on the products. They were able to point me in the direction of the right stuff to get, because it was a little confusing at first, and they set me straight. So congratulations on that. And like I say, you saved the day for Norma. So that you get big kudos from me.
Thank you very much. It's all about the wine.
Oh, yeah. It's all thanks about the calling, wine. Dave. Thanks for calling, Dave.
Right.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. So, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
So, folks,
bye, Dave.
A lot of bye, things. Dave. If you don't know, call up ILA and ask those people what you may need, because maybe you don't know that they have it, but you can always call up and ask. And by the way, when you call, it wouldn't hurt. Don't forget to say, you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. It wouldn't hurt.
That is true. You know, Michael, so one of the things that I, especially for people that are newly experiencing vision loss, we try to say, tell us what the specific task is that you're trying to solve right now. Like, are you trying to keep on your schedule? Are you trying to wake up in the morning? Are you trying to keep a shopping list? Are you trying to stay in touch with friends? I think taking this down to different tasks that a person is trying to solve helps us hone in on a specific product. Like, I'm trying to not spill my coffee all over the counter. And so that's one of the ways that we try to work with people, is by saying, okay, what is the specific task? And let's be very specific, not that I can't see, I need to see. That's between you and your doctor. But okay, what is the specific task that I'm trying? I'm trying to read a book. I'm trying to view photos of my grandkids. And taking it down to the specific task at hand can help us better serve the user, the end customer. So that's one way we like to approach it.
Well, that's a good point, because this way it's not so overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us about maybe one of your talking blood pressure monitors, Melissa?
Sure. We have, so obviously managing one's health independently is a really important way to stay independent. And managing one's blood pressure is a really important part of that equation. Now, I think, so getting back to the task at hand, when you're managing your blood pressure, you have to think, okay, do I want to manage it? Do I want to take the blood pressure on my upper arm or on my wrist? And the trade-off between those two different types of products or those two places is that they say that the upper arm is more accurate, but the wrist cuffs are easier for people to put on because they can just kind of slide over your wrist. There's not quite as much Velcroing that you have to do or something like that. So think about, do I want it on my upper arm? Do I want it on my wrist? Think about, do I need it to speak only in English? We have a lot of Spanish speaking products. And so some of our talking blood pressure monitors will also speak in Spanish. Do I need it for just one person, or would I like to be able to use it for a second person in the household? Because some of them can keep track of two different sets of measurements. And then you'll obviously have to think about the price. We have some big brand name talking blood pressure meters, but then we also have some that I believe we have heard are equally accurate, but they're perhaps not quite as expensive. So the big difference is arm versus wrist, bilingual versus English only, and do you want brand or do you not want brand? It's a relatively inexpensive way to really keep track of your own health on your own.
Wow.
Melissa?
So you have a lot of choices for people.
Let's tell people how they get a hold of.
So we are on the East Coast. We are in Buffalo. You could always call us 9 to 5. And our phone number is 1-800-537-2118. And unlike any other place out there, where you're going to have to push 1, and then you push 2, and then you push 4, and then you push 7, you're going to get a person without pushing anything. We're right there.
That's 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, 9 to 5 Eastern Time, 9 to 5.
And your website.
And our website is super easy. It's independentliving.com.
That's easy.
For those folks who didn't write it down, look at our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's right there, blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's right there if you want to look it up. I get all my merchandise from ILA. The watches.
Thank you for all that info.
Yep. I got 3 watches from her. What?
I said thank you.
You're quite welcome. I got 3 watches and my blood pressure.
And you do a great favor to us, to Michael, for Michael. You set the watch because I can't figure it out.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
So it comes already set.
But for those folks that are technically inclined, they can do it themselves. Yeah. Sheila and all those people can do it themselves.
Pretty technical. When it comes to that talking watch, I'm not that
good. There's a lot of different buttons. I will say the atomic watches, once you set your time zone, Eastern in our case, you don't have to do anything else. That's the
right
thing about them.
No. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
As long as you
Melissa.
Don't live in New York City, because there's too much metal and the
right.
atomic signal doesn't work with big metal apartment buildings.
Well, we thank you, Melissa, and thank you for coming
you.
On tonight. And
thank you very much, everyone.
And we'll talk to you again soon. And once again, we are our condolences to you, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Yep.
Yeah,
from all of us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Yes, thank you very much for sponsoring.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
She's a real trooper for coming on the show tonight.
Go to break, come back and talk to Peter.
Yes, we're going to go on a break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Maybe you can call in 407-894-1680. It's break time. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Lynn, you are definitely up. Yes, you are.
Okie dokie. Well, it must be that time of the month. Here's our guest, and you all, well, not everybody knows him, but you'll know him now. Welcome back, Peter Cucciave. And Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hey,
hello.
Peter. Hey.
Hey,
all the great voices.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday. So what's going on out there in Colorado?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been on the road a lot, so I've been missing Colorado, but we've had some really interesting, drastic weather shifting patterns here. We're going from 90 degree days to cold, rainy days. It must be that time of year when we're trying to jiggle our way out of the summer.
Yeah, well, we're jiggling our way out of summer, too.
How did you like Philadelphia?
It was great. You know, I'm only sad that I didn't have enough time to actually spend some time in the city outside of the walk that we did between buildings, you know, between the hotel to having the meetings. I didn't get a ton of time to spend in Philadelphia, but I did have a chance to go to an event at the Union League Philadelphia building. And it was just such an old historic building. And I inquired about the history of it, and I learned something really interesting, which is if you remember the movie Trading Places from the 80s, that's where that movie was
filmed, or at least that they used the Union League building as the house that they were filming in the movie. And so I thought that was a really interesting fact. But what an incredible historic city.
So you didn't get the Reading Terminal. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, we had to take most of our meals inside the building, and then we had box lunches for one of the meetings. So didn't get a chance to get out on the town, but we all made promises to ourselves that we'd get back there and try to actually enjoy it.
Okay.
So tell us about Spectrum.
Well, you know, I was really thinking about this a little bit, and I thought I'd take a little bit of a different approach today. Instead of sharing what we're doing, what our team is doing, which I always have great things to share, I figure we've got a few more shows left this year that we'll be on, so we can share more things then. But after the last show, I was talking about Braille bills and some of the Braille documents that customers can order. And I've been trying to use some more Braille in my life as I'm reading books to my little guy. And I've really been thinking a lot about the way that blind people, those of us who have no sight or limited sight, how we consume information and what people's preferences are. And, you know, as a team, we always think about all the variations of our customers' needs. So let's say, you know, within the blind segment alone, you've got things like electronic documents and information. You have Braille documents and information, sometimes large print for those with low vision. You also have ways to resolve a problem, maybe through customer service, the call center. So we've talked about all of these now. We've talked about Braille and large print. We've talked about our apps, mobile apps, and the way that you can manage your account through the mobile apps or through spectrum.net. And then we've also talked about the disability support desk that we've been able to stand up. So these are the ways that we're sort of tackling all of these areas for the typical blind customer, if you will. So what I wanted to do today is see if we can get a caller to share how they manage their account, what their preferences. Do you go online? Do you use your mobile app to manage your bills or preferences? Or do you call the customer service disability support desk? Is that the best way for you? And why? So if we can get a caller to call in and just share that information, the first caller that we get online, I've got a $25 gift card I'd love to hand out today just for sharing some information.
That's something.
A surprise.
By the way, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer. I just want to know, as a blind person, do you prefer managing your accounts electronically, or do you like to call in and talk to an agent? I know I like both for different reasons, and I'm glad to share those reasons why, but I'd also like to hear, you know, one of the callers call in and share theirs, because sometimes you don't want to deal with another person, right? You've got a lot going on. You want to manage your account electronically. But sometimes, you know, maybe if you're an older customer and you're not quite as tech savvy, you know, you're not that interested in trying to navigate that electronic phone or computer. Okay. And so you'd rather talk to somebody human. But even those of us who are fairly savvy, technically savvy, sometimes talking to a real person can be nice, because they know what they're doing.
I think we have a caller on the line.
Hey, Peter.
Mike. Do we? All right, let's do it. Let's take it.
Peter, Mike, Lynn, Gary, I got kind of excited when Peter came on the line and started talking about Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. All I could go was.
You sound just like him.
That's right.
We have a call. We got a caller on the phone line. Okay. We got a caller from Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, Florida. Let's hear him.
This is Hershey from Daytona Beach. Hershey. How you doing, Hershey?
Hey, Mr. Michael. Hi, Ms. Lynn. And hey, from Colorado. Just wanted to give some feedback. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the speech that could be changed on Spectrum boxes. Just to let you know, in the Central Florida, Daytona Beach area at least, Zoe, Tom, and Samantha are the voices, and you could change it from fast, slow or standard faster and faster. So that change did come through that we spoke about on the show here on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And to go back to your question about how do I manage and such, I like using these My Spectrum app just to check out my router, my modem, my password, and that sort of information. And it just makes it a little bit easier if I had a guest come over to go on my app and pull that piece of information. But when it does come to having an actual issue or troubleshooting, I do prefer talking to someone on the phone. So I call the accessibility number. I think it's 6764 or something or other. And I gain a lot of feedback just from a conversation. And, you know, it could be someone from the Buffalo office or the DeLand office here locally. So
that is fantastic. Thank you so much, Hershey. So can I respond to a couple of things you said there? And I just love that you mentioned that the two different modes there and how you use both. I feel exactly the same way. So I feel aligned with you on that one. Sometimes I want to be able to manage my technology mobily, but if I'm trying to troubleshoot a problem, it can be really helpful to have somebody on my side who's, working from a call center. And then, you know, if you're utilizing the disability support team, so you mentioned the phone number, so I'll go ahead and give that phone number out for anybody who doesn't have it. That team actually, they all sit in El Paso, Texas. So it's a group of agents that have been trained. They sit in El Paso, Texas. Of course, we do have call centers all over the country here in the U.S. And so if you're calling the regular support line, you're probably talking to a customer service agent from really anywhere in the U.S. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301 for those of you who like to speak to an agent like Hershey here when you're trying to troubleshoot. But you did mention the speech rate, and you know, I'm really excited to hear that some of you are getting that update. That's something that we've been pushing through for a while. In the world of cable updates that are being sent to the boxes there in your homes, sometimes those go out in phases. So some customers, a batch of customers, will get the updates, and then the next batch will get them, and so on and so forth. And so those rollouts are happening as we speak. And so some of you have got them, some of you may not. But as soon as those rollouts happen entirely, I guarantee you, we'll be back on this show and we'll be sharing it with everybody, making sure that you all get a chance to tap into that and select the voice and the speech rate that you want. So thank you so much, Hershey, for sharing that. I am
absolutely
going to get your information from Chris. So if you can leave that behind, that would be great.
Sure. How would you get hold of you if we wanted to in specific? I know that you mentioned Spectrum Access Charter or something before. What email?
Yes, you can absolutely email spectrumaccess@charter.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You bet. You're welcome. Thank you, Hershey,
thank you so
for calling
much.
In. That was some great feedback there. Chris, if you don't mind, Hershey, stay on for a minute and drop off your information. I'd love to send that gift card your way.
Will do. Thank you.
Hershey, be safe.
I got that for you. I got it.
That's from Daytona, Florida.
Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Please tell Hershey we said be safe. Daytona is going to get the storm also. We didn't get a chance to tell
him we're trying to hold down tight.
Oh, yeah. You hold on. Be safe.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Hershey. Hold on one moment.
Sure.
All right. That was fantastic. You know, I've traveled around and at conventions, and I know that a lot of folks are getting ready for some of their local conventions with the ACB and NFB groups. A lot of those fall conventions are happening now, and I'll be attending some of those coming up here in the next month. And a lot of you folks are sharing with me that you like just being able to talk to a real human being. I hear that a lot. But for especially some of you younger folks who are just, you know, you've got those thumbs working those smartphones, you want to be able to have control in your own hands. And so I love that Hershey was able to call out some of those specific things like checking on your router and modem and your connection and seeing the devices that you have connected and or updating, your
your plan that you want for your mobile service, all that can be done in the My Spectrum app.
Yeah, Peter, this is Gary.
Yes. Hey, Gary.
How you doing? I ain't talked to you in a long time, but...
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah, everybody else gets you except me, so I got you tonight.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad we crossed paths.
Yeah, well, I did want to throw a little softball at you and curveball and whatever, but yeah, I was out of your driving away, but a lot of people, I don't know if they know about the Spectrum Mobile, and I was just hearing on the television the other day that they got a smartphone by Spectrum. Can you elaborate at all?
Well, there isn't a smartphone that's designed by Spectrum, that's manufactured by Spectrum. So I'm not sure what the commercial or the ad was advertising, but we definitely sell a variety of smartphones in our stores and online. So, and I think there's oftentimes deals on those that you can get to on certain smartphones. So whether it's an Apple device, Google, or one of the other Android devices like Samsung, those do get sold on our website and in the stores if you visit the stores directly.
And it's very cheap.
It is. You can finance the device itself with a monthly plan, like a 24-month plan.
Yeah. Now, I'm talking about the mobile plan. The mobile plan is cheap.
But, right, yeah. But the great thing is that you don't have to deal with any of those contracts or anything.
And exactly.
You get a really, really good rate right off the bat just because
we're able to
give your device access to well over a million hotspots across the country that are available. And so the phone automatically connects those hotspots and really saves you on your data. So I think it's really worth your while. I have it. I enjoy it. I travel a lot, and it seems to work fine for me.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah,
Gary, he's got Spectrum a long time, right? Aren't you, Gary? You have Spectrum now a long time, television, everything.
Oh, I've had Spectrum for years. Since they began.
You're down in Florida, right, Gary?
Yeah, I've actually had Turner and all of them before Spectrum. I mean, I've had. Since I got out of the military in 78, I've had cable.
Yeah, so Florida, that area used to be Bright House Network before it rolled into its Spectrum as well.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Wouldn't do without. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I mean, it's amazing to talk to folks like you, Gary, and others who have had, who've either been with Charter or one of the legacy parts of Spectrum, and learn about what the experience was like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and then how that changed within the last 5 years,
yeah,
how accessibility, you know, has really rolled out.
Let's give the phone number out again so that people can contact Spectrum.
Sure. Yeah, so for the disability support team, if you want to contact that team directly, and I encourage that you do instead of calling the main line so that you don't get the runaround. That direct phone number to the disability support team is 1-844-762-1301.
And also, a lot of people who have Spectrum might not, like Gary, he didn't even know what he had for people that are visually impaired or blind. They don't even know sometimes that Spectrum does certain things, and Gary didn't know his television did certain things without you coming on air and telling, because he didn't know.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that a lot over the last couple of years, which is, how do we know about these things that are rolling out? And so one of the important ways for us to communicate this information is right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show, being able to hop on and share what we're doing and share these updates, the kinds of things that Hershey was mentioning, you know, these updates that are rolling out to our customers. We've got to have a place to you know, to grab a megaphone and share that. And so we do that throughout conferences, on Twitter, at Spectrum A11Y is the Twitter handle there. You can follow us there for updates. But right here on the radio show, to be able to get on and hear that human voice
you know, it's sort of like that difference between being able to get online and manage your bill or call customer service. One way offers you information at your fingertips, maybe like Twitter. The other way is you get to hear a real human voice come on here and talk about what we're doing. And that's really important too, because we've got, we'll probably be talking about this next month, but October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And, you know, we're really, really proud on our team to be able to represent people with disabilities, people who are blind and low vision, working on our team as engineers and other, you know, experts in the world of accessibility, working for our customers with disabilities within the team. I think that's really important. So the human component here is really important.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. And thank you so much for sponsoring Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Listeners, remember this. Without folks like Peter and Spectrum, we don't have a radio show. We want to thank Peter and Spectrum for being our main sponsor for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you so much, Gary, Michael, Lynn. And I just want to share with you before I leave, Leonardo has really enjoyed that bike so much that just today, before the show, he was riding around on the bike. He got all the furniture out of the house because the floors got redone. And he stood up off of his bike, and just started walking across the house. Oh, so gosh. It really has helped him with his learning how to walk. It's amazing.
And I appreciate that video.
We'll get him his first motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yes.
The video was adorable, Peter.
I'll share a video that I took right before calling in of him just walking off around the house.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, thank you so much.
All righty. Well, we have to say goodnight. We have to go to break. A couple minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. We're going to break. We'll be short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. That was a short break. Here we go, Lynn.
Okay, as soon as the music stops. Okay, well, I would like to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Sheila Young and guest Connie Sims will be calling in from South Dakota, as well as Charlie Kramer on behalf of Foundation Fighting Blindness. And Charlie is a life coach for the disabled and is legally blind. And he's also a musician, songwriter. So it's going to be another great show next week. Join us.
Hey, listen, folks. I want to thank
everybody.
I want to thank Gary for coming on the show tonight. I want to thank Chris Shaw. I want to thank Lynn. And thank you for listening, folks. Without you, we don't have a show. Thank you all. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good night, Chris.
In 1 week. Good night, all.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. Have a great night.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long